you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Alex, if one of us had to give you a gynecological exam, the shit hits the fan.
Don't answer that yet.
No, we're on the show.
Okay, we started just like this.
Yeah,
this is a Zoom show. We don't need a whole fucking intro. Like,
yeah, welcome to the gun show. Welcome to the gun show, Alex. Who do you want to check your pussy?
Well, no, like, here's the thing. More specifically, though, if we are, let's say, nuclear war happens, right? And we have to bunker up, Legion of Skanks special bunker. Somebody's going to have to, I mean, we're going to have to move on with society. Out of all three of us, who would you trust to be the one to have to check your pussy for?
Pussy problems.
Lumps?
Yep.
What are we even checking for? I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't even know what we're checking for in here. Am I out?
Fucking little stink wrinkles? Or
it's like the Seinfeld joke. What am I looking for? An on-off switch?
On-off!
What am I doing once my finger's up in there?
What do I treat it like?
Do I do that
like
thing?
Do I treat it like a bad Nintendo game? Do I blow in it? See if that helps? Maybe rub a little alcohol on the outside?
Dude, I would take a super soaker. I would fill it with some sort of like a Windex solution, and I would put it inside of her and just.
Oh, I like that. I would try to Fonzie your clit and just bang it with my fist and see if everything goes back to normal. Dave, your thoughts?
For those reasons,
I think I'm going to win this competition without making that pitch.
What are you going to do? You're just going to check her pussy like a doctor?
I don't know. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I would go with Dave for so many reasons. Firstly, I know that Dave loves his wife. And so like, I would actually trust him to just be checking me medically over trusting Lewis or Jay.
Dave would love fingering you. He would, dude. He'd pretend to be all Christian about it, but he would genuinely, which is even creepier. You know,
at the very least, it would make me feel better that he would pretend to be Christian about it. I don't know what to say.
I don't think I'd be Christian about. I don't even know. I don't even know where we are in this. I don't think I'm
Christian like
creepier
the wrestler
than you,
Alex. How dare you? I would check your pussy so right.
I also feel like Dave would, if he were to be like the pussy checker, he would be doing the most research. He would know what he's doing more. He would know, like,
I'm going to read a book or two up about this, Alex, before we get to work.
He's fucking knee deep, neck deep, head and shoulders deep in libertarian literature. He's a future presidential candidate.
That's a good point. If a new Hoppe book came out, I'm probably not going to be able to read that book on being a gynecologist.
Yeah, dude. So me and Jay, we got nothing but time, dude. Now we're going to use that.
They're still not going to read that book.
No,
even with all that free time.
I'll tell you what Dave won't do that I will do. When you're counting backwards under the anesthesia, I'm going to wink at you right before you pass out. I'm like, hey, Alex, enjoy the ride.
Ting.
Ali's like, wait a minute. Why do I have to be put under for a gynecology visit?
It's probably for the best. I'm also an anesthesiologist. So
I don't know what you check for with a pussy. Alex, you've had pussy exams before, correct?
Yeah, and honestly, like, if they give you a pap smear, which like checks for HPV, I guess, but like I don't even really know what they're doing.
I'd smear your pap.
You want your pap
what
smeared?
Alex, you don't want that as your doctor?
I'm about to smear your pap, bitch.
Hold still, I gotta smear this girl's pap. She wakes up.
I can't picture. You think
Dave with all of his you think Dave with all of his wife loves gonna smear your pap properly? Probably doggy, not. He's gonna be all nervous about it.
He's gonna have one pinky in your pap, doggy. He's smearing.
Alex, no. these guys are making some good points. In my medical opinion, these guys are making some fair points.
Look at these mitts. You know how much pap I could smear with these things?
Dude, I'll use a spatula.
I'll spackle you up like a fucking wall hole. Think I give a shit? Keep talking. Dude, that shit.
I don't know what a pap smear is, but I do imagine you need a little metal spackle brush.
I think it's more of like a Q-tip type situation.
You could have told me that it was a machine that your entire body went
totally,
into.
Totally. Me too.
I have no idea, dude.
I assume it was like the thing they put up your ass for the colon in your pussy.
No,
you get a pussyoscopy.
I thought it was one of the things, like, what is it where they put you like in a whole chamber, like the big
MRI.
I thought it was like an MRI for your pussy. So you go like waist deep into like a big metal barrel.
Oh. Look at that little baby fist in there. Oh, that's hold what's on. Already inside you.
Okay, hold on now. Wait, pause for a second.
Wait, when they say sample use only, what about for like podcast fodder? Does that count?
So, all right, that's what a pussy looks like in an x-rayed pussy.
Ew.
It looks like a dick. It looks like a dick if your dick was a horn.
It looks like a trumpet.
Fucking trumpet dick. Look at women with their trumpet cocks.
Oh, man, you guys really can fit horse cocks. Wah, there it is. Wah. There's the good stuff. And then open it up. Crank it, crank it, crank it, crank it, crank it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
Toothbrush in your fucking pussy hole.
Okay. All right. So then that's the cervix.
I could do that.
And then you.
Oh, and then I'm going to look at it under a microscope.
Okay. But what happened? Well, all right. Here's where we're going to start running into some trouble.
No, we're so good. Okay. Okay, so you have black eyed peas in your pussy. There's a phone up there?
Phone in your pussy?
Oh, man. Miss Scarlato, I think you know the problem.
Well, I'll tell you this. You have a full touring schedule in your in your calendar there.
None of you guys could be my gyno. We would have to find another person.
No, got this. This is
why? Because you go shove a phone up your pussy? It's mom the bad doctor? Okay. All right.
Miss Scarlato, I don't know how to tell you this. There's an iPhone 8 in your pussy.
And your schedule looks pretty booked up.
I needed a microscope to see it, so I think it's a very teeny one. Not sure how they made it so small.
Yeah, I was able to look under your pussy residue, and there's a cell phone in here.
All right, so essentially, see, that's a pap smear, is they open it up with a clamp. I've heard about the clamp. Then they brush.
No, is that a speculum? No, yeah. That's what it's called, right? Speculum.
Like a reverse clamp, kind of.
Fucking Dr. Dickhead. All right. And then you tickle the cervix with a little brush.
Dr. Dickhead MD.
And then you take the DDS. Dr. Dickhead DDS. Thank you. He's a dentist.
CPA.
He's also a dentist, Alex. Look, the Skank Society, Skankonia, once the shit hits the fan and Skankonia happens, we're all going to wear multiple hats. Right. Jay is both the dentist and the pussy checker.
Anesthesiologist, also. I also do anesthesia.
So, and then you take those cells and you put them under a microscope. And that's the part where you have to, but we could probably look this up. What do actual bad pussy cells look like?
I think that was the black eyed peas.
No, I know, but we don't know. So how about this, Bobby? Pull up healthy pussy cells and unhealthy pussy cells.
Google don't those just exact Google, words.
No, don't, because they're going to do that, Jay. You know they will. Our fucking team is retarded.
Okay. Do vagina cells. You
Google
vaginal cells.
Precancerous cervical cancer, precancerous cervical cancer cells or something like that. Cervical cancer cells. And then look up healthy pussy cells. I don't know. I don't know the technical word here.
P is two S's.
Jay, are you wearing a giant Alvin and the Chipmunk shirt?
No, I'm wearing a Wu-Tang Clan sweatshirt.
That's what I thought. I thought you were dressed up as Alvin.
Do I look bad in red? I'll never wear it again.
You don't look bad in red, but the red and yellow is called bad / Alvin vibes.
I feel like your eyebrows look darker with the new hair and the red hoodie. I don't know how to say it.
Change
okay, so, well, no, I said show us the ones that are not infected and then infected. Oh,
that's not true. You said infected.
No, I said both, so then we could guess which ones are infected.
This goes from normal to infected. Does the first one is normal?
Well, Lewis wanted to guess.
We wanted to guess, dude.
Well, I think you would have gotten
I would have guessed. I would have guessed. There's the one that looks like Freddy Krueger hand.
I swear to you, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say the same exact reference. That's go show them again.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah.
But that first one, fucking thick.
Yeah, look at that. Nice. Look at that nice normal cervix.
I want to fucking bumping. Suck on that little knobber.
Yo, I'd be bumping that all day, like pat, 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 pat.
So the second one is HPV infected, and this ew. Third one is precancerous.
Precancerous lesion.
And then this third, fourth
and
one.
This one is fucking falling out.
Full blown cancy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one is the hottest one out of all of it. If you had to lick one of them, you would pick the first one.
For sure. And you'd still ask a question like, what's that little thing in the middle?
Yeah. What is like, you'd be like, I think you have HPV. It's in the shape of a heart.
Yeah. There you go. Let me see your cervix. And you go, oh, I love you too.
Dude, aww. Imagine just being a fucking doctor, dude. Like, I watched a video. We can watch it on here. It was on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. But it was a guy tries to fight a guy with a knife.
Oh, yeah. I saw this video. Oh, it was disturbing.
Yeah, dude. I'll tell you right now, do not try to fight a guy with a knife. My dad is such a badass.
Play the video because it really is fucking.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
But he takes shots, right? Like, no matter what. Dude, I saw one today. Bring that one up. But I saw one today of someone set up some inmates. So they were all like handcuffed to a table, four inmates. And a guy just comes up and starts like stabbing them and just watching guys. It's like a fucking Three Stooges thing. Four guys who can't move their arms at all, like handcuffed to a table, moving like simultaneously. Like when the guy with the knife comes this way, like all four of them shuffling this way.
Jesus.
But he gets one of them breaks free of the cuffs ultimately and like starts to fight back. But it's wild, man. Wild.
Yeah, it's one of my biggest fears.
Yeah, these guys. This is the one I saw. This was disturbing.
Look, this guy's got a knife and he's trying to get in his face. Like, what are you doing?
And this big dude's like, I'm way bigger than you, dude. Like, he's just very confident. And they start retreating, which I think gives the big guy more confidence.
But big guy's an idiot, though, because these guys are retreating. They're like, here's what happened. This guy pulled out the knife being like, yeah, dude, you're bigger than me. I'm going to pull out a fucking knife. Back the fuck up. I'm backing up, though.
And we all go our other ways. Talk shit.
Yeah, just talk shit. But this other guy sees them retreating and he goes, oh, yeah, dude, I'm going to fucking keep coming at you, dude. It's wild. The mentality, the lack of like, I guess you just don't know. You really don't know until you're stabbed to death that that's even a thing that could happen. It's kind of a wild thing to wrap your head around. So adrenaline kicks in. He's like, yeah, I'll just fucking take the knife from this guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Grip camera guy.
Fight him, dude.
Yeah, put that knife.
The much smaller guy.
Oh, he get him right in the neck, dude.
Look at this.
Oh, Jesus.
It didn't even hurt. It actually kind of felt good.
He's
Thank
dying.
You, sir. Mate. Oh, fuck.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah, that really affects you to watch that, dude. It's so real. Yeah. It's so like right away when you see that, like, I think he's kind of in shock. So when you see that amount of blood coming, you're like, dude, first off, have a seat. Try to get something other than just your hand on that shit. But like, goddamn. I mean, he's fucked. He hit an artery or something. Like he's.
Yeah. Do you think this guy, we play this game on Real Ass Podcast called Does It Live? Do we think this guy lived or died?
He dies.
He dies.
You know he dies?
No, I don't know. But I mean, he lost so much blood so fast. It's not, they're not going to be able to fix that fast enough.
Imagine you're a vampire. You happen upon that.
Someone's been reading my diary.
Jackpot.
Oh, hello. Oh, hello. He looks at the god and mouths, thank you.
Thank you. It's like a feast.
Oh, I didn't know it was buffet style. damn it.
Give me the Yocranium vampire. So I'm trying to give him a slight variation so it's not the Yo
Delta vampire. All right, dudes, it was me the whole time. I was doing my vampire impression. It's like when Lewis does a Lewis, you know? It's all Inception-like, turning in upon itself. I'd be pretty stoked if I walked up on that.
He's sick, bro.
Pretty sick. Yeah,
dude. That's fucking, that's a wild fucking thing, dude.
You have the inmates one?
Please. Who's most justified being stabbed to death today? can we get a third stabbing here?
Probably.
I mean, there was the guy in the deli, and we all covered it probably on various things, but the Indian guy who stabbed the guy in the deli, yeah, you saw that,
he was
right?
Pretty damn justified. So I didn't
talk about it, but yeah. He was justified. He was getting robbed.
Yeah.
What's always crazy, stabbing is wild because they keep going for a minute until it's like their organs start shutting down. Do you know what I mean? It's like they're still like adrenaline keeps them going so well until it's not, until their body actually just shuts off. That's what that guy was just holding his neck and like he didn't even look that frazzled. I mean, we couldn't see his face, but he didn't even look that frazzled. He was just kind of like, oh, damn, man, damn. And then it was body just checked out.
Yeah, I mean, you lose that much blood that quickly from like your head as well. Like, I don't really know exactly, like, but I feel like if you get stabbed in the neck and you're losing all that blood from like a major artery, it's a very quick way to pass out.
It wasn't just like spraying blood; it was like buckets of blood were falling out of them.
That's like doing a dab with your friend. you see, by the way, they have another video today of a guy tweaking out on fucking dabs, like really, like
this is crazy. This the one, Jay?
Yeah. But I will say, as much as it fucking this is terrible, when they all like unified, like move in like a unit of four.
Oh,
that guy's already knifed to shit.
Oh, get him. Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, dude, he fucked you up.
Still, but look at him standing up straight, fucking trying to defend himself.
Well, you'd have to.
I know. That's what I'm saying right here. That looks.
Oh, no. Fuck, being stabbed sucks so much. Please stop stabbing me. Ow.
I mean, he's and his hands are just they're cuffed to a table.
This is like that game Fall Guys. Brutal. Have you guys played Fall Guys? This kind of reminds me of it. He's got to be in the middle and pull the other guy in front of you.
I mean, that's fucking wild. This guy sucks, by the way, too. The guy with the knife. He loses the knife at one point still.
Oh, I stabbed him in my thigh. Oh.
How did this guy get out of the cuffs?
Who, the guy who's stabbing?
No, didn't one of the other guys just jump out?
If you get to it, he just fucking gets out. You know, probably broke his own hand or something. I'm saying probably because he broke his hand, broke his wrist or something, getting it out.
Christ, all fucking.
I mean, it was all of the adrenaline in his life to stay alive.
Yeah. But that's also like a shitty, like prison knife, like a homemade, like they made a fucking little knife out of a lunch tray.
Yeah. It looks like it hurts still.
Doesn't it?
I don't know what happened to those guys. Did it die? How many of those guys think died?
How many of those guys died? Do we know?
Maybe none.
I think they might have lived. I don't know.
It's because you're right, Lewis. To some degree, it's like a prison thing, probably. So it's like
it's like a little prison shank that can only get so deep, right? Yeah. It's not going to be like that. Other guy hit the guy in the fucking throat
one shot
with the same knife that they use in Crocodile Dundee to prove what a knife is.
No, that was it. A huge knife that guy had.
It was probably a little knife that was the knife you're pulling out to get into a fight with. Like that was a knife that was gonna slice through someone's throat for sure.
I mean, it was one shot.
Do we know follow-up on the two Puerto Rican guys fighting? But they actually sound like they had an Australian accent.
Yes, they
one of them. Oh, right? You pulling out a knife, mate.
That's not a knife. Ow! Ow!
Oh, it's a knife! Turns out it's a knife.
I got a knife, bro. That's not a knife. Ow!
It's a knife.
Yeah, it's like a knife. It cuts like a knife and stabs like a knife. I guess it's a knife.
Oh, so you brought a knife to a knife fight. All right.
I forgot my knife.
Oh. All right, real quick, let's take a moment to thank YoCratom.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, you got to support YoCratom.com. They do support everything we do here at the network, including being the marquee sponsor for Skankfest, the marquee sponsor for Yo MMA Rap, which is probably the most important thing they sponsor. But they also sponsor this show, the Legion of Skanks, and you should be supporting YoCratom.
Absolutely. They're great people. They make a fine product. And if you're the type of person who listens to this show, you're probably the type of person who knows what Kratom is very well.
Hell yeah.
We'll get some.
Go grab it from yourkratom.com. No promo code. They already got the best price in Kratom. $60 for a kilo. All right. Where were we?
Damn. That big dude really did step up with this energy of like, what, motherfucker? Like, what are you going to do?
Stab me in the neck? I've been there before. Like, with like, just like, whatever it is. You said that with Kareem Green. He had like a guy had a gun. And adrenaline kicks in. I get it, dude. I've had people pull weapons on me.
Kareem put the guy with the gun down on the ground. and that was an opportunity for him to just get back in the car with the door open, because it was right next to the door. And then his thing was to tell him to get back up. Like, he was like, let's go. He wanted to keep like fighting the guy. And I was like, Kareem, get the fuck in the car. And he jumped in. But it was like, you know, he kind of like, it was almost like he came to, like, yeah, of course. But like in that moment, when he threw the guy down, I guess he just felt like he was able to like physically dominate the guy. Like,
I think a big part of
the guy still has the gun. I don't know if the gun was real.
A big part of maybe self-preservation in that moment is like the same way we act big to scare a bear away. You know what I'm saying? Like, you almost like, and it's the wrong way to do it. It's fucking terrible. But I sort of get it, because I remember a fucking lesbian pulled a blade on me, and another dude inside of a Walgreens on 14th Street showed me a knife. And I didn't, my reaction wasn't to like, oh, let me fucking run away. My reaction was to get bigger and to get tougher, which was stupid. You know what I'm saying? It never escalated or whatever, but it was like,
no, then maybe it's not stupid if it didn't end up escalating.
Just literally walking away would have been a probably better, you know, solution. Probably. It isn't going to escalate. Nobody's in that moment. They're not trying to chase you down and murder you. They're trying to intimidate. You're a big dude. They're trying to intimidate you. Like, I come off as like a big fucking dude. So at both those things, it was a little fucking lesbian chick, and it was a smaller Puerto Rican guy with his girlfriend.
You just have so much more to lose. Like for just like whatever it feels to tuck your tail in that moment, there's so much more to lose possibly by going into it.
But it's interesting how you see that happen very often. You see people try to fight somebody with a weapon, and I wonder the psychology behind it. I bet there's something to like them just going like, this is the way to survive, which is to try to fucking intimidate them, you know, or whatever it is. Is there any follow up on that story with the guys fighting with the knife? Because that was he had to die. That was crazy.
I'm looking through the original posts. I don't see any article.
It's on the subreddit as well. See if maybe they talked about it on the Reddit, because very often in the comments they will, like, when it's on like a crazy video Reddit or whatever, they'll put like follow up details. Yeah, but the other thing is like the self preservation of knowing that people are taping you and not giving a fuck, and just kind of giving your, like, you're also giving up your life to just fight. Why? Because some dude, you guys are jawing at each other. I bet you that fight wasn't anything more than two guys that don't know each other, and it escalated into something like that. It wasn't a deeper beef. I bet you it was.
It seems like that. That seems like what the case is. Like that, like you bullshit. Said, like the guy was, they started talking shit. It looks like that group was smaller than the other group, so he pulled out a knife, and they're backing up kind of like with a thing of like, okay, this will be what makes them back off.
Yeah.
But they were like, yo, we're not. Then they took it the other way, like, oh, you just pulled a fucking knife on me, now it's on.
Yeah.
And then it turns into this fucking crazy thing.
It's fucking wild.
Where late, and it's a good point, like you said, like that dude fucking is probably dead, and the dude who stabbed him is probably going to jail for a long time.
And they're all young, probably 19 or 20 year old kids. Yep. What is this? Graphic content, horrific moment as a young man is stabbed to death in a bloody food court brawl. 20 year old is charged with his murder. Yep.
Oh, right in the food.
There court? You go.
Brisbane. Yeah, it was Brisbane. Let me go back.
That guy dies, and the other guy is charged with murder.
Footage show two groups of men fighting in Valley Metro, and they all fucking will tell you, like, oh, we don't have guns, mate. No, but they'll fucking stab the fuck out of each other. Man appears to threaten the other group with a weapon before the man is struck. Louis Michael Tagallo died in the scene despite efforts of paramedics. 20-year-old been charged. Go down. Disturbing footage. That's fucking crazy.
You know what's funny too, man? And they said it. You know, it was like when
keep going down.
When I was with Carla, and she would, like, you know, she did criminal defense law. It is funny. Like, I do still hear her thing of like, I mean, fuck this guy who threw, you know, who swung the knife and killed a guy. But there's also like, there is some fucking thing like, damn, dude, 20 years old. You see that number right there? 20 years old. You're like, life's done.
Yeah. Between the two men.
I will never have a good life ever from being a fucking idiot. You know what I mean?
Go down. Yeah. I mean, it's just fucking crazy, dude. That's sort of what happened with my dad. It was like just a fucking stupid altercation, and dumb the guy shit, went and got a fucking knife, dude.
Yeah, geez.
How old was your dad when he passed away?
24.
Was he?
Yep. Wow. Yep. They did not know each other. This was like a fucking, this is exactly what it was, 4 a.m. in a food court.
The they same all got age. Done drinking. This kid was 24, right?
Yep. They were all getting fucking French fries.
Oh, no. Fucking... I was gonna say, your dad was 24?
My dad was 24, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Was your dad Australian?
So your parents had you pretty young. Like, how old was your mom when she had you?
She was 20. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, my mom was 24 when he died. He was 28.
28.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she was 24. He was, because I was 4.
That's a full Puerto Rican cycle. That's a full Puerto Rican life.
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't that much of a shame then. Not that
no,
much.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, 28's the youngest. But I'm saying that guy, but the person who, like, so that person's dead. So that family's all fucked. But it's the part, it's what's crazy is like that kid, he regrets it already. Even no matter what he's saying, he does. And it's like, is this life's just fucking done?
Unless he's a stone cold killer. You know, which he very well could be, dude. If you're willing to fucking pull out a knife and stab somebody in the neck, I kind of said that about the deli owner as well. And I won't, you know, I agree that the guy was a piece of shit that was getting robbed, but it's like he was very quick to pull out a knife and fucking stab this guy in the neck and chest over like
fucking Dominican, fucking, you know, those old 61-year-old Dominican guy working in a bodega.
Indian? I thought he was Indian. I
think it's the first time this guy's pulled a blade.
Oh, was he Indian? I thought he was,
but regardless, I'm just saying it was a very like quick reaction to stab somebody in the neck and the chest when you watch. What
you
got
to think, though.
Was.
I don't know. See, I agree with you with this guy. I don't necessarily agree with you with the bodega guy, but that's a little bit more like, dude, when the dude was way bigger than him and way younger than him and was fucking him up already. And you're like, in that moment, you're almost like, I think that could be like some real survival instinct where you're like, shit, am I just counting on this guy?
Look, I don't think they should put the guy in jail, you know, and I think the guy who fucking it was a true piece of shit and a thug, you know. But the point I'm making is I wouldn't be that quick to pull out a knife and stab somebody in the neck and the chest. It's a simple. I don't know.
You might be if the dude was much bigger than you and you were much older than him.
You've been pushed by somebody. If you watch the video, what happened
under those circumstances? Like, well, what?
It is different because you're a big dude, and I said this about myself as well. Like, I'm not intimidated by a guy like that. My first reaction would be to like start fighting the guy. It would never be. Let me grab a knife. But if I'm 61 years old and feeble, I don't know the guy's health. Yeah. You know, like
the dude was certainly bigger than him. Also, much bigger than him. You know what I mean? Like. He was going to get fucked up if he didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, how badly? Who knows? But
I made this point before. I just believe that the customer is always right. So.
Well, they weren't a customer. There was no money on their EBT card.
I don't know if I saw this video particularly.
You didn't see the video? Really?
It's not a great quality video, but it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's not terrible.
This is from a news report. So there's a little bit of news talking in this. So.
All right.
37-year-old Austin Simon pushed the clerk behind the bodega counter and then stand over him. Moments later, a struggle ensues. The two wrestle and the clerk stabs Simon multiple times.
Wait, pause for a second. Do you see what I'm saying, though? He literally did just push him. I'm just saying it's a fucking hell. Look at him with a knife, dude. He's ready to fucking murder.
You know, well, look, this is a dude who didn't throw a punch or anything. I mean, again, he pushed him very violently.
He pushed him and he's a piece of shit. He's a fucking thug. But I'm just saying, when I first saw this video, it was very extreme to go like, oh, he went there pretty quick, huh?
I think if you're working, this was like at midnight or 1 a.m. or something in the hood, in a bodega, you probably have like, you know, you have a knife back there in case someone comes.
And you've also probably
dealt
with 10 altercations like this before. And it's never, you know.
I think there's also something with having a knife. Like, you can't really have a gun in New York legally. It's pretty damn tough. So usually you're like, well, I want to have something, so you have a knife. But then you may not be confronted until that moment on like what the reality of using a knife in one of these fights is. You know what I mean?
Eat my blade, bitch.
But he goes for it. I think he was a tough older dude.
He didn't hesitate. It must taste blood before I put it away. Once it is unsheathed, it must taste the sweetness of the blood. I'll tell you this, man. I do
my dagger. It is also an Indian dagger with a ruby. <on it. laughs>
This is the dagger of Ashanti.
He got stabbed too. I think it might have been after.
No, the girl. Too. Then the girl pulled out a knife. Which, by the way, it's like.
Look, he didn't know she had a knife, but they were up to no good. She had a knife. He was a fucking thug. You know, it's fine. It all worked out.
Yeah, really said, I don't feel,
I don't know. I think the guy's still facing charges.
I didn't see the actual like stabbing part, but even where I saw it was getting ready to happen there. Already what's happened there is just like, I have a hard time. I mean, obviously we feel bad for like someone's family, I guess, but that kid that's like pushing him, you're like, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, of course, you paid the ultimate price for it, but it's like, don't live your life like that.
Yeah,
why are you behind a fucking counter throwing an old man down on the ground? Yeah. Like, it's like,
it's very hard
that,
for me
that
to
punishable
to work
by
up
death,
any
but it's like,
for that.
No, but like, you could end up getting killed. And like, who's going to feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not right. Exactly. That's it. It's a shame because once again, I'll say the same thing about that kid because I think he's like another 20 years old or whatever it is, right? 21 years
I think
old.
I think he was 30.
Was he?
He was older. He was old enough that it was like, I remember when I read the age, it was like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't have.
Yeah.
This
because if
like
it was
sympathy.
An 18 or a 20 year old kid, you go like, what a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Probably
idiot.
Not turning his life around. You know what I'm saying? But the same thing that I said about the 20 year old kid that stabbed that guy in the neck. It's like situations escalate and you make poor decisions when you're a fucking kid. I've told the story a million times. I almost robbed a KFC by fucking screw with a screwdriver.
Sure.
Violently, armed robbery. You know, I showed up to do it. I was actually on the fucking site to actually do it. And I could have made a couple stupid decisions that could have ended up with me in jail, hurt, dead, whatever it is. And I opted. I just made the right decision to fucking go in the opposite direction. And these kids very often, they're confronted with whatever it is. And I feel bad, dude. We used to say this
all the time.
We used to walk through Washington Heights when I used to live up there, and there'd be 2 and 3 year old babies on a stoop at like 3 o'clock in the morning with nobody around. Like they had an older brother, maybe an 8 or 9 year old older brother sort of watching them. And I remember just being like, oh shit, dude, these kids have they're going to be criminals. They have chance to grow up. You're absolutely fucked. And you have to have sympathy. I feel bad because it's just a fucking white person taking care of them away from them.
It's funny. One of the things I'm thinking of that Carla said exactly was a guy was involved in a murder and it was like an initiation for MS-13, I guess. And
it's my son's school.
And she started to feel, in dealing with the guy, she was feeling bad for him, which I thought was crazy. I'm like, they executed a guy in the woods, and it was like, I know, but like his mother and them moved here from El Salvador into this neighborhood where the MS-13 gang was there. And like the MS-13 gang, it was like, you could join us or you're going to have a problem. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, he was almost intimidated into doing it to some degree, which, you know, again, like boo hoo. Like he still did it. Like I said,
I don't believe that necessarily. Like I believe it was probably an easier route than getting a job. And I understand being enticed when you're 15 years old to join a gang when you have no future.
But there's legitimate. I think it's one of the main things that gets those young teenagers to join gangs is that's like the only legit protection you're going to have.
Right.
You're growing up in like these crazy high crime environments where like not like
be a part of
you're basically like, yeah, you could be a target and get fucked up by any number of gangs.
That's why people join
one.
When you white people join the fucking Aryan Nation in prison and they're not even racist. They
Jews.
Go, I need to fucking be a part of a group or I'm going to get fucked up in here.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of that. Look, all these people, probably this dude who fucking jumped behind the counter and fucking was trying to beat up that old man. I'm sure he had a fucked up childhood. I'm sure if you took, you know, different snapshots from his life, he'd be a real victim.
And you'd feel bad for him. You'd have like a thing of like, oh, this is what made this guy.
I do, though, because it's a weird thing where, you know, like at a certain point, someone has to get to be the bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if I had read that thing and he was 18, I do end up having much more of that feeling of like, fuck, a bad decision fucked you over. But when you're like 32 or whatever he actually was, you're just kind of like, all right. I don't know.
You should be knowing what you're doing with yourself by now.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. And it's fucking, and you know, it's funny, every bad person, if you went to every prison in the fucking world, every bad person was probably victimized. It's probably very rare. There's probably a few sociopaths who were raised with like great parents and hugs
like
and
a
kisses.
Crazy tiny.
But that
percentage.
Is like a chemical imbalance. That's like they're genuinely a psychopath.
Well, you ever, you know, there's those people who have like fucking like tumors in their brains and become like almost like fucking like psychotic
temporal
killers.
Lobe.
Like yeah, like it like hits the wrong part of your brain and now you're fucking
who,
just be an antisocial piece of shit.
The guy who that's always the best thing. The guy who Charles Watson, what's the guy who did the the tower, went to the shower, and we're shooting nurses. I'm fucking his name up, Bobby. Find that for me. But he, the guy who went to the, in Dallas, I think, went to up to a tower and started picking off nurses. When he got his autopsy, he had a tumor on his temporal lobe. And they were like, wow, if they had the science they had today, that guy would have been in a hospital, not like prison.
Yeah.
He had no control. He killed three people on his way to the tower and killed his dog when he woke up in the morning. Like, he just was pure rage.
But yeah, every person that is a violent criminal probably dealt with some sort of violence or abuse. Charles Whitman, violence or abuse in their past. And honestly, like, you know, I think as a human being, you have a little bit of sympathy. But I dealt with a ton of fucking abuse. And, you know, there's a few times where I could have made the wrong decision. And I made the right decision. But I do end up having a little bit of sympathy for just fucking, I don't know, dude, just that, any of these fucking young kids who get caught. I had sympathy for the guy who killed my father. I really did, dude. I told you I was going to have him on my podcast. I reached out to his family. And I found out that he died. But I was like, dude, he was 15. He's a 15-year-old kid, and he got embarrassed in front of his girlfriend. This guy beat him up, this fucking big fucking Puerto Rican guy who was like, you know, probably bullying him. I have no idea what happened there. But I did have like a weird like thing where it's like, yeah, dude, he fucked up his life, especially at 15 years old, dude. I don't carry a weapon on me, but it's like, yeah, dude, if I carried a knife on me at all times, dude, there might have been a time where I fucking got into a thing. And I pulled my knife out, and all of a sudden I'm fighting this guy. And now I'm going like, oh shit, if he gets my knife, he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also know people who were like really, you know, like were knuckleheads when they were teenagers and really probably could have very easily I know some people who did go to jail for dumb shit, or who certainly could have, you know, easily, who grew up and like got their lives together and like, you know, I see like Facebook pictures now and they got like a wife and kids and shit.
Me,
and
so, Chris from Brooklyn. You know,
yeah. Like, I mean, I know a lot of people like that. It's just, you know, you think with a lot of those kids, like, oh man, yeah. Like they're probably, you know, maybe would have had a chance to do that. I mean, who knows? Probably not, but sure. Lewis, you should always have some sympathy for him.
Lewis, I'm always intrigued by something in your story because you don't overplay either one of them.
I feel like you're about to find out that it's all bullshit.
No, no,
Lewis,
no.
Something isn't adding up to me here.
No. You know, it's funny, almost, but it's not that I don't believe it. I'm just curious. I wasn't in a physically abusive like household growing up at all. I can say, which I'm happy about.
Just emotionally.
And you were, by all accounts, but what I'm intrigued by is like, I don't even know what I'm looking for in an answer here other than like, you also have like, and that was like some emotional moments with your mom of like, she took us to wrestling and got us like good seats to wrestle. You know what I mean? And poison pizza party that you and your sister went to. So she wasn't like, it wasn't like all the time. Like it's such a weird thing.
No, when we were children. So the story there, right, is really when we were children from like, you know, my dad was murdered. We moved with my aunt. My mom came to live with us like a year later. So from the time I'm like 5 to the time I'm like 12, my mother tried to be a really, really good mother. But her way of disciplining, and because she was such a sociopath, she would be very physically abusive. It wasn't like I'd walk around the house and, you know, it was the mom from Carrie and she fucking
started, say, you know, so it wasn't like you, like,
no, my mom would get dressed up for Halloween and show up with cupcakes at the elementary school. You know what I'm saying? I remember one year she like dressed up as a skunk and she had perfume and she was like spraying it around the classroom. She's a very performative and a funny woman for all intents and purposes and kind of a smart woman, to be honest with you. She was like really into politics and she would just watch CNN all day and just sit in her room smoking cigarettes and started becoming a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. But she, you know, my mom was raped as a child. My mom was abused. My mom had to raise 6 brothers. Like they were her own from she was like 8 years old on. You know, my mom, her version of events was she was a good parent compared to her mother, who was a drug addict and abusive and letting men rape her daughter and abuse her, you know, her brothers. She just was like, if my mom was going to discipline you, she would do it with a closed fist or a weapon. Like that was just the way it was. What happened was later on, she got cancer and she was just so bitter and like, just like she sort of gave up on life, that during the last few years of my life, she was extremely like just bitter and abusive. And our relationship went to complete shit. Like there was no like love or any sort of like,
she was mean.
But I think when I was like 11 or 12, my mom was,
she got mean.
She was mean. She got very mean. And, but she, once again, she had cancer. She was dying. She had nothing in her life. She was abused her whole life. And I think she was sort of like, oh, my kids are like going into high school now. They're grown. Like I've done enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, whereas I think most other parents sort of give up when they graduate college. She was like, all right, they made it to 11. That's when she stopped buying me like Christmas gifts and birthday gifts and things like that.
They got to 11. Damn.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's okay. Not that I didn't believe
but
it.
But there was,
like,
yeah,
I've heard a lot of things. Like I know a lot, but my stepfather, like his abuse from his father is much more of a story of like, he excelled at school because he didn't want to go home. You know what I mean? And then when he went home, it was like just like pretty vicious, like physical abuse, like all the time. So that's why I'm like, it's interesting. I've heard other stories like much more like yours where it's like abusive, but you know, there's still family pictures every year at Sears and whatever.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, you know, she tried to do her best to, you know, but my mom was also, you know, she was lazy. She lacked like any sort of motivation. She didn't have anything in her that sort of, you know, something to go get it, you know, go get at it. Like I get up in the fucking morning for as long as I can remember, I was like, dude, the fucking day is here. Let's fucking get at today. Let's see what we can make out of today. And my mom didn't have any of that. My mom was like, today's here. Like, let me go lie in my bedroom and smoke a cigarette. Like, it's another day. I got to fucking be here alive. And I think that, you know, that was her disease. That truly was her disease, is not being able to turn that off. And I think people, they could read a book or listen to a song or listen to a podcast or whatever it is, and that taps in and they could turn that off and then go, I got to go get at it. She never had any of that. It was just sort of darkness. And this is very dark.
That's all right. When you drive around like in the middle of the country or even like upstate, even like hours upstate, and you see the people living like that, like I was wondering, but it's like someone who like every day is just the same. Do you know what I mean? Like even if you have a job like in town a little bit, it's like
those Nine Inch Nails lyrics.
Yeah, you go home.
Every day is just the same.
Dun 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 dun.
It really did sound. Every day is just the same. You are different. I am just the same.
No, do you know what I'm saying? Like I love
doing our a cappella Nine Inch Nails.
Like mundane life. And but I'm not talking about like people who just like live in the suburbs and whatever. I'm talking about like a real, just like you said, people who like people you see in casinos where like that once a year at the casino is their big thing. And you know,
well, it's like almost like
it's trail, not just it's like the trail suburbs, living. It's you just not, wake up to do nothing.
It's not the country. It's not anything. You're talking about poverty.
What about trailer living?
Poverty, not in a big city.
Yeah,
that's what you know, it's a big city, there's inspiration. You're in New York City. If you're poor, you have fucking Wall Street right there. You have people
you
have Hollywood, you have fucking not Hollywood.
There's, just, there's like, things, there's jobs, there's things you could possibly get to move up the rung. You know, like there's I'm from New York City and I grew up there my whole life. But you know, there's always like the story of people from some small town who are like, I always just knew I got to get out. Oh, I got to get out of this town. Like I could never relate to that because it's like, where's there to get out of? Like,
right.
Like, you go to some of these fucking like really rural areas, like places that like we don't even usually go to because anywhere
there's
we're
no
going,
there's
at least a club.
There's no civilization.
There's at least a comedy club. There's something in the areas we go. But if you ever, for whatever reason, end up going to some of these real shit towns, you really,
if you're ever headlining like, Freedom Fest,
I'm at the Mirage in Vegas, baby. No, I mean, I've done certain things like literally I was thinking of when I went to do Ron Paul's show. He just does it out of like what was his little district in way, you know, like 2.5 hours south of Houston, Texas. Like it's just a small little fucking town. There's nothing there. Like if you graduate high school there, you're like, maybe there's an Arby's on the strip you could go work at. Maybe, yeah, like there's nothing. Those are like the people who are like, we got to get out of here. In order to have any life, you got to find a way to get out of there. I'm talking about
looking at the lives of the ones that gave up. Here's maybe I can articulate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that's why they want. How I was connecting it. Is just that they want to get out because everyone else around them is what you're describing.
No, I'm saying
it's like I'll be that.
It's when you see like two, like at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, and you're driving around and you see like two big fat like ladies sitting in like lawn chairs on concrete outside of like a disheveled like apartment. You know what I mean? Like that kind of life. I'm just like, yo, what the fuck do they wake up to every day? Like, what's the next day about? It's very weird.
I feel bad just in general for fat women. Like, I just, every time I see a fat chick, I'm like, oh man, I feel like it's just not a big deal to be a fat guy. Like it is, it sucks, you know, but you know,
it governs my every day.
Like you just being a fucking fat chick. It's just like, it's just so rare you see like a fat chick with like a guy who looks like Thor.
Yes, it is odd.
It's just not going to happen. Like they wouldn't even write it into a movie. Like they'd write it to like Kevin James. They would always him with like a hot chick.
I was going
to
say they would write it into a movie. That's the argument a lot of those things make.
Now they would. No, they wouldn't. They would not put an ugly bitch. They couldn't even do it. We couldn't suspend disbelief. We still haven't seen it. A big fat ugly bitch with a hot dude. It just hasn't happened in any movie yet.
How funny is it?
No matter how woke this country gets, we're still not buying that.
It ain't happening, fatties.
But you know, how funny is it, the thing of like the Kevin James getting the hot white, you know what I mean? And then Billy Gardell finds out he's gonna do a sitcom and it's Mike and Molly, and they put him with whatchamacallit at her heaviest. The female Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. But I mean that would also, here's the thing. I don't even have a problem with they should cast fat people together sometimes.
Yo. This Is Us. They wanted to make me I got the screen test to be the boyfriend of like that humongous chick.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
No, it did not. It hurt. They told me I didn't get the role because I was too thin and handsome.
They told everyone that.
They probably did. You know what's funny?
For every role on the fucking show.
I had to have told you this story before, but I went to screen test for that and I didn't get it. And they said I was too thin and handsome. And then when the show did well after the first like half season, they were like picked up for more episodes. And Kimowitz called me and said, he was like, yo, he goes, they want to
help me. There's someone in the house.
Then he goes, now they want to, he goes, the producer liked you a lot. They want to see you for another role. And I was like, what's it like the guy that girl cheats with the fat guy with now? And he was like, yes, it was exactly that. So they didn't think I was too thin and handsome. I didn't get it either, but they didn't say I was too thin and handsome that time.
Yeah. Well, you would be more thin and handsome. You'd be the guy that she's cheating with.
Yeah. No, the guy they ended up going with is an actor. They just put a fat suit on.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He wore a fat suit. It was a good actor with a fat suit.
Now, the invention of the fat suit really displaced a lot of the fats.
Yeah, where's our fucking rally?
No offense to fat people, but this is the truth, right? And I teeter on morbidly obese to being in okay shape at all times in my life, right? I'm 3 days of bad decisions or good decisions away from being either one, right?
Nah, but the reality is you're 6 months of good decisions and 3 days of bad decisions.
You don't want to hire fat people for anything because they are inherently lazy.
They move slower. They smell more.
They're telling me everything I need to be told.
Is it because I was the last one to log on today? Did you guys say you were going to make me feel real bad about myself?
Jay, you're not fat enough that like this is a conversation about you,
right?
Okay,
you're just fat enough that you're gonna think it is. These people smell. He goes, they're gross.
You live in a real weird gray area. You're fat enough to think we're talking about you, but we're not talking about you. Oh, that's a great description.
Yeah,
that should be my bio for comedy. Big Jay Oakerson, fat enough to you're not talking about him, but he probably thinks you are.
Let's do some plugarooskies because we got.
Oh yeah, then I want to ask Dave if he saw. Are you watching any of that Web of Make Believe or whatever it's called?
Just ask him after we do the plugs.
Yeah. Well, if he's not watching it,
can I just point out what you just did? I said, let's do plugs. You were like, you're like, but right after I want to ask Dave this very specific question that you just went ahead and asked him instead of waiting until after plugs.
I want to get myself.
Well, I'm going to keep Jay in suspense. I'll answer after plugs.
Good. Just answer.
I'm not watching it. I don't even know what we're talking about.
It's a Netflix series about the internet fucking shit up. They have like one on like the girl who became one of the biggest people in white supremacy by just going with her boyfriend and shit.
So it's about fucking things up and making them
Is this a documentary?
It's a documentary series. Seth,
I hate
what's his face?
Talking documentaries, Bobby. Do not bring up the trailer.
It's the Seth. It's not a doc. It's a series.
I'm going to need to see the trailer.
They have the DNC.
As soon as we're done with plugs, let's see that trailer. Yeah.
They have the DNC guy.
Play the trailer.
The DNC guy who got killed. Some of the sex trafficking stuff. It's pretty interesting.
DNC guy who got killed?
Yeah, Seth.
Seth Rich?
Yeah, Seth Rich.
All right, plugs. This weekend, I will be in Kansas City, Missouri. If you're watching live, me and Tim Butterly be out in Kansas City, Missouri. First time ever out there, so come out, fill up those clubs. Then next weekend, me and Aaron Berg are back out on tour. We'll be on the Offend Everyone tour Thursday night, Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. And then on Friday and Saturday, we'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. As well. And then all throughout August, we're going to be in Florida, Palm Beach, Tallahassee, Jacksonville. We're going to Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. We're going all over the place, all up until the end of the year. LewisofSkanks.com is the website to grab tickets for all those shows and more. We just added Portland, just added Denver.
Are you guys doing full weekends, or are you doing...
Depending on where we are.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes a full weekend, sometimes it'll be just a one-nighter. Or like when we do Florida, this little run is three different cities in Florida within a few hours of each other. Awesome. But also, if you love the show, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Before we raise the prices, we're going to raise the prices for new members starting in September. But if you are a member, whatever price you have, you get to keep your price at. So do that now and subscribe and get the instant access to the Racist Live Chat, early access on all the episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes. I know a lot of people complain about not being able to hear the N-word on YouTube. Guys, all the live long day on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial, and you save $1.50 a month if you keep the premium membership.
Davey.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm leaving first thing in the morning to head out to Freedom Fest in Vegas. You guys, well, I guess there still will be some shows left for when people are listening live. But yeah, I'm giving a speech out there, and I'm doing a stand-up show as well. Should be a lot of fun. I'll be in Orlando for the Revolution 2022 for Young Americans for Liberty. I'm speaking there. I'm going to try to set up a stand-up show while I'm out there as well. But I'm speaking there. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Tulsi Gabbard, a whole bunch of cool people are giving talks. And then I got some more stand-up shows coming up in the next couple months. Go to comicdavesmith.com. All my ticket links and dates are up there. And part of the problem, Yo MMA Rap, right here at Gas Digital.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm all over the place, everybody. If you're listening right now, you still have one more day to come see me in Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. First time there. Very, very excited to do that. John Carden going to be with me there. After that, I'll be going for 10 days, Montreal Comedy Festival. I'll be hosting The Nasty Show pretty much every night I'm there except for one. And I'm doing the worst up there. I'm doing a Mark Maron's gala show. I'm all over the place up there. So please, if you're up in the Montreal area or Canada, come check it out. And after that, again, back on the road myself, all over the fucking place, Ohio, Florida, a bunch of other things. I'm coming to you leading up to me. I'm getting my special all organized and together. So should be some fun weekends coming up. So check that out, BigJComedy.com. The SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the Bonfire, 5 days a week. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Sirius XM. Dave, so while Lewis is gone, let me ask you, we'll talk smart guy stuff.
Sure.
No, this is actually not smart guy. It's funny I said that. It's the stupidest question ever because I watched this show and the Seth Rich thing. It was like WikiLeaks had a lot to do with that.
That's the staffer guy who like got murdered.
They said
it was a robbery, but there was a lot of like conspiracies about what really happened.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I had to put on an espresso.
Oh, no.
And what was the big conspiracy? I'm almost blanking on this. I think the big conspiracy was that he was the one who leaked.
He was going to WikiLeaks. But when I saw this thing, like, it's such a dumb question, but I don't know. Is Julian Assange a hero or is he a piece of shit? Like, I don't know what his...
absolutely a hero.
He is.
Yeah.
He just gives does he give bad info ever?
I mean, I don't know, like, if he's ever released info that turned out not to be right, but he's released a whole bunch that turned out to be right.
And it's just like, yeah. That's just it. It's just like government shit.
Yeah. He publishes government secrets.
Gotcha.
And he's the man.
He lives far away.
Well, he's fucking, I think
he's in jail now, right?
Being extradited. He's in the UK. He's being extradited to America, I believe.
Oh, he's going to go to jail.
Oh yeah. Well, he's basically been in jail. He was at, he was like held up in like an embassy for a little bit where they gave him asylum, but like he couldn't leave his room. So you're basically in jail, you know? He's gotten fucked over.
Might as well come back. He could be probably in a country club place out here.
You join the Aryan Nation. That's what I would do.
I'd just join the Aryan Nation. Get some finger tattoos.
That might be
got that too.
One you think they'd let me join the Aryan Nation if I went to prison?
One of those.
They're real strict on the rules. Right.
You go with the kings, dude.
I don't think they let you join them either.
No, anyway. They're going to call me a vato and a puto. No,
stay out of prison. Fine.
You'll be fine.
I'll join the blacks.
There was one of them. One of those episodes. One of those episodes had a girl who I guess became like a major figurehead in like the white supremacy movement. And she was talking, the whole story is about how she kind of happened by accident. Like her boyfriend started getting into it. So she was like, all right, I guess I'll do it. She said she didn't really believe like almost any of it, but she said she got so wrapped up in it. She became like one of the like main voices of like the females in the movement. But I really, you know, what's funny. I always thought Richard Spencer is like a piece of shit, but I always thought like all of their like Nazi shit and like racist shit was like a little under the radar. And I'm like, no, they're pretty big. They're like hailing Hitler to each other in these videos and shit. It's like not playfully, like joking or anything. Not like us. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like
the problem is there's no nuance.
But they lump in like it's like they show Richard Spencer and a couple of people where you're like, yeah, that what's that old man who talks fucking hilarious? Who's very racist also. He's a separatist.
Anthony Cumia.
Duke, you're talking about?
No, I know David Duke is another guy who's like, what, man?
Oh, I know you're talking about. Fuck, I'm blanking on his name. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's really funny to be a white supremacist and pronounce white.
What?
Because he says the word so much. You're like, man, that's going to be your go-to word. You really can't say that in such a hilarious way. I know what you're talking about.
He doesn't even call blacks. He calls them non-whites. Hey, dude, stop finding a reason to say it. But it is like, you know, again, it's always been the thing. They really made it seem like it was a, like an explosion of ID. It was like, you know, the ones you got to watch out for, not the thugs in the streets, the ones in suits. It's like, yeah, I think it's always been the case, right?
Yeah, I mean, right. Like, I think the issue is like they really did try to make it like this was like some movement that was sweeping the country, and it's really not.
What are we talking about now?
I think the episode says that that Gavin, I think it kind of mentions that the Proud Boys was started sort of as a gag and then like just caught these weird legs for some reason.
All right. Can we move on to some stories? I'd love to talk about this documentary that nobody's watched, but it's in my opinion, the lowest form of podcasting.
I feel like I've watched it.
It's the lowest form of podcasting, in your opinion?
I've said this 100 times.
The lowest form?
Discussing documentaries on a podcast, in my opinion, is the absolute lowest.
Okay. All right. I hear you, but I've got 5 more to bang out real quick. We get right to your stories.
Guys. Did you
Let's tell the story. Go watch it. Everyone should just go watch the documentary.
It's a series.
Say it again, Jay.
It's a series.
It's a docu-series.
Did you see the girl in the picture about the girl who got raped by the guy who thought it was her father?
Please, doggy.
Check
for the love of God. Just pull up a story so we can pontificate, talk about our own fucking lives, how it relates.
I was talking about Dave's life and how it relates. He's a white supremacist.
We're all white supremacists, dude. I mean, if we're being honest.
Lewis, you wish you could be a white supremacist.
No, I can be a white supremacist. You don't have to be white to be a white supremacist, fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's right there in the name, dude. You do, actually.
No, it's not. You're not a supremacist who is white.
Yes, you are.
No, that's I not am. What it is.
That's what I am. I'm a supremacist. A white.
That's
one.
Not what
a
you white are. Supremacist. Sure.
You are declaring that the white race is superior, supreme. Yeah. You're not a supremacist that happens to be. You're not understanding. Like I'm not a Puerto Rican.
You're a Puerto Rican white supremacist.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Yeah, but you're not a white supremacist. Nobody says that.
It's redundant. When you say someone's a white supremacist, you usually assume they're white.
Yes, and that makes an ass out of you and me.
Puerto Rican white supremacist Luis J. Gomez.
All right, really quick, let's take a moment and thanks ZippixToothpicks.com for supporting today's show. If you guys need to smoke cigarettes, or unless you're trying to cut down smoking cigarettes, Zippix Toothpicks may be a great replacement. They are laced with nicotine. So they get you, they give you a nice little nicotine buzz. It is way cleaner, way safer than cigarettes.
It's a brilliant idea.
It really is, dude. If you travel, or let's say you're at work all day and you can't smoke a cigarette while you're at work in the office, it's a great little thing. Pop one in your mouth, boom. They got a bunch of different flavors. It really is a great product.
Also, you look so cool, like an old loan shark.
Well, I pretend I'm Razor Ramon whenever I have my Zippix.
Yeah, and then you find your enemies and you flick it in their face.
I'm like, oye, me chico. And then I flick it. I was like, that was a watermelon lime laced toothpick.
I hope you enjoy the sweet flavors of kiwi, S.A.
Look, they cost a ton less than cigarettes. They're a way better alternative. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, and use the promo code LOS10 to save 10% off your entire order today. Once again, that's ZippixToothpicks.com, and use that promo code LOS10 for 10% off your entire order. All right, where were we? I mean, white people have done a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
So it just sucks to be
now Puerto Rico
so good, and then fucking you just have to take it on the chin, like you guys just haven't done anything great.
What,
white people
haven't done anything great?
No, you guys have done so much good stuff, but now you got to just fucking sit there and pretend that you're not the best. It rules.
You have to pretend you're not the best race.
Yeah, you literally like, no, I got it. He's fucking...
No, I guess everyone's great. He goes, even the Asians? Especially the Asians.
I bet you the Asians are probably the most superior, to be honest, in terms of what... Because it covers a lot of different fucking...
All-around ability? Probably.
I mean, just like...
They're the champs.
Sushi?
Computers, Fuyong?
Egg rolls...
Dude, egg rolls do rip, don't they?
Dude, egg rolls, ooh.
Love a good egg roll.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a hot fucking minute, dude. I realize I don't really get Chinese too often. It's just so unhealthy.
For the most part. Well, you can order very healthy from it, but
oh,
it's so boring and gross.
Steamed chicken and broccoli with black bean sauce.
Ordering healthy from Chinese sucks, is the dick. Grossest food in the world to order. Let me just get that shriveled up chicken.
Yeah,
with really, nothing on it.
Yeah, can I have some wet, gamey chicken with green shit? Bok choy?
It's terrible. Yeah, dude, but I will say an egg roll. Oh, man, it's good.
Yeah.
If it's made the right way, where it's not like it's greasy, but not super greasy, where it's like
the cheese steak wet. Inside.
But you're right, it's an egg roll, but you're at Chili's and their wings.
Oh, dude, me and Dave used to crush cheesesteak egg rolls from that place, Philly's.
No, from Chili's.
So good.
They have the Southwestern egg rolls. My mouth is watering as I say them. They're the Southwestern egg rolls from fucking Chili. Yeah, black bean corn chicken.
I'm going to tell you some kudos to Chili's, and I'll tell you this. Last time I had to pop in the Chili's, I went in reluctantly, but like, this is what's down by Magoobies. It's right next to the club and right next to the hotel, and it's just convenient in there. And it was like, oh, let's go. We got a salad and a burger, and I was like, yo, Chili's has stepped up a little bit.
Burger sick. So I go to Chili's anytime I'm me, Max, and James go to the mall, right? Whenever we do like play dates at the mall, that's like our go-to place for some reason. I have no idea why, but we just sort of chosen. We love Chili's, right?
It's not because it's affordable. a lot of meal deals for two kids, but that's actually a happy little accident.
Doesn't buy one, get one free beers. They really do. It's two beers. Fucking rules, dude.
No, so I get six because I got them for Max and James.
But yeah, we always go to Chili's and I get the Southwestern egg rolls, which are just, it's a fucking fire. The problem is they also,
are they great or is the sauce great?
They're great and the sauce is great.
Gotcha.
You can use them any of the dipping sauces. You know what I will say that sucks at Chili's though?
What?
They have their own version of the Bloomin' Onion.
Ugh.
So, but it's fucking crazy what they're trying to pass off as a, like a blooming onion. First of all, it's ridiculous. Okay.
It's a stupid thing to get.
It's disgusting. It's like 10,000 calories. It's all grease, but it's delicious. Let's get real. Right. It's
a fucking, I think two or three are delicious and then it's the complete over.
Too soggy.
It's just gross. Yeah.
We can agree to disagree on this and that's fine, but
I like onion, it. I'm just saying it's not one of those like likes that you can't have a ton of.
Bloom onion is from Outback.
Yeah.
So Chili's version of the Bloomin' Onion, it's just like,
is it the little, awesome blossom or something like that?
Is it the awesome? It might be the awesome blossom. Damn, that. How much Chili's knowledge does the Legion of Skanks have, dude?
I don't know.
I think
that
I,
might
I,
be
I
what they also call a prolapse.
I just remember the name.
Pull it up because they look, they're just like fried strips of onion that are like on a plate. It's infuriating.
Ew.
It's like infuriating.
It's like what fell off the Bloomin' Onion when they were making it.
Yes, dude. Oh, it's infuriating.
Yuck.
Yeah, that's garbage.
I'll eat it though.
Garbaggio.
I'll do it.
I mean, if someone else orders it for the table, I'll have some.
Yeah, I'll have
it. I'll go to Chili's right now. Can we do a special Legion of Skanks from Chili's?
That seems like it's adding nothing to the podcast. You just want Chili's.
Want Chili's right now. This is Lewis. You make all of your group decisions based off a thing you're into.
It has
right
nothing
now.
To do with even, you can't even pretend that you'd be like, no, that'd be like a good show, like something about that.
It would be a funny show. Just,
guys, I went parasailing this weekend. Guys, you want to do an episode while parasailing?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, if we did an episode from Chili's and we reviewed the food, talked to the wait staff,
you guys want to like do an episode where all three of us go pick up James? You want to do it like in the next 15 minutes? Because we really got to move on this episode.
Because I have to run. I forgot to pick up James.
You don't think that'd be funny?
That'd be hilarious. We're all in my car. We're on the way to James' school.
Frantic, screaming at traffic.
You guys don't know. You don't think of things as producers. You guys show up. You talk. The mics go on. The lights go on. You guys are fucking divas. I get it.
Lewis, you don't think we're producers? Jay brought that whole bit about, have I seen this documentary to the show?
What about the documentary bit, dude?
Left to Jay's devices, he'd be just describing a documentary trailer in detail, then making us watch Jay the trailer. Me,
no, I haven't seen that.
I didn't ask for the trailer at all. I was asking Dave about subject.
I have seen that documentary years ago. It was about a volcano.
Guys, I watched this great documentary yesterday. It's about documentaries and what documentaries do to podcasts.
Did I watch a documentary about podcasters who talk about documentaries?
And it was unfavorable.
Doggy, I'm saying you throw us in a wild situation like Chili's or Hooters. Or maybe Hooters. Hooters would be a fun one, but you can't sexually harass, which is crazy. I think you should be able to sexually harass at Hooters.
No, not all since right. 2016.
Yeah, times are changing. Hooters sucks. I hate Hooters food. So there's one wing I like. They have there the Daytona wings.
Oh. I thought you were talking about an area of the restaurant. There's one wing.
There's one wing. The Jay Oakerson wing. They have it there for my friend. Everything there sucks.
I don't think
sucks.
The wings are good. I don't think anything is good. It's very, very basic.
And now they hire, morbidly obese women because they have to.
Have they hired morbidly obese women? I haven't seen that.
There's got to be.
I don't think
exist.
I've been to a Hooters in, I mean, a ridiculous amount of time.
I went to one, I think, in
I haven't
Canada.
Been to a post-woke Hooters.
I'd say it's probably been a couple years, but I've gone, like, in the last 10 years, I've been to, like, Hooters probably 10 times just for, like, necessity. It's where you're at. It's in the parking lot of the hotel. You know what I mean?
It's also when you're doing I'm very often trying to do, like, low-carb, just going and grabbing wings somewhere is a quick...
And they do make naked wings, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Pick the naked cool. wing, my favorite wing of Hooters.
Yeah. There's a plus size Hooters, but Bobby says we did it already.
Yeah. There's a whole plus size Hooters.
There's a what? Oh, were everybody there?
Is that what it is?
Is that what it is, Bobby? Everyone there? Oh, yes. I do remember going through this.
Ah, yes.
That picture just reminded me. That this world is fucked up. What if you mooters? Man, if you go roll up on that Hooters, I mean, the second reason you went to Hooters for sure, like reason A or 1A is fucking the girl, looking at the girls, and you just wheel up on that one as a trucker, and you're like, God damn it. Or are you excited because you're like, this might be a Hooters I could pull a chick from? You tell the story when you get wherever you're going, you fuck the Hooters girl. They don't have to know, you know, that sound. They're going to assume good things.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, your finger's going to be covered in wing sauce. Fucking,
oh, for sure.
You know, there's not a single plate making it from the kitchen to a table without her taking a sample.
Oh, there's definitely. Your wings are coming. You're getting orders of fucking 5 or 11. You think she ain't making her way over there trying one out? This is too spicy.
It's like, excuse me, there's only 11 wings here, which is such a fat, you can't do that. Like, I've done that before with like McDonald's, where I order like a 12 piece chicken nuggets and they gave me 11. And you roll all the way back around to the fucking drive-thru.
Is it a no brainer if you have fries that aren't spilling over the top of the thing that you go, are you mad at me, and give them back?
No, I would never ask for more French fries if I thought they didn't give me enough French fries. I would be mortified.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Have you asked for more?
No. I couldn't. Exactly. I've never asked for more of my food.
I was like, that's not you. Me. Yeah, no, it's impossible.
I've never called a place that you, I never wanted to call and be like, hey, you left out this from our order. I'm like, it was good. That's God telling us.
Anytime I've ever ordered a slice of pizza in my life and they go to give me the smaller one, I literally, the disappointment, I go, oh.
I will say in my life, I've probably said like
yeah, can I get that one?
Piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's what I won't do. I won't fatly tell them to pull it out of the middle though, but I will pick the better of the two possibilities near the already opening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'll never know. If you jump to a middle piece, dude, you're a piece of shit.
Can I have that one? Can you separate this entire pie and give me that one right there? Yeah.
Can you make this pizza not stable anymore? Because I'm a fatso who wants a whole tomato slice on mine. Can you throw an extra dollop of fucking ragout on that?
Dave is a different thing. He would just never do that because he's like, oh, I don't care about having another bite of pizza. Who cares? It doesn't really matter. But whatever it is, dude, that bite, it's also not just being fat. It's also about like, I'm paying the same price, so I should get more.
Nah, it's about being fat.
Yeah, it is, because I'm telling you, I've said this a
million times. Thinking 20, about it that
20
way.
20% of my body weight is me eating Dave's garbage on the way to the trash can when I go to throw it out. Can't believe Dave just left this whole half a burger. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, dude, that's when you know, like, if I'm ever dating a chick and I start asking to finish her food, you know I've just completely given up.
Oh, things are on the downswing. She's already been to Jamaica.
If I start dating a chick, like, what if I leave food on my plate, I'm like, oh, I'm stuffed, couldn't have another bite.
And then, like, should we save it? You're like, throw it out. Who's gonna come back to that?
I will say a
completely untouched half a hoagie, get out of here.
Dude, when I go out to a nice restaurant, I've had people wrap things up. It is my pet peeve.
What?
When having people wrap things up at a nice restaurant to bring it home.
Oh, they give you a duck of tinfoil, like a jerk off? No, I don't. I never.
Yeah.
I guess it's not that, like, I'm above other it. People you're with, like when other people you're with do that as your pet peeve?
Yeah, it bugs me. It does bug me.
Although I would probably bring home a steakhouse steak bone for Dawkins. That would do that. But you're talking about leftovers.
Your dog's still alive?
Yeah. Flourishing. It took us
next
a while.
Next thing you're going to tell me, Christine's still alive.
Took us a while to get over the hump, but she's awesome.
Oh, is she now not peeing inside?
No, not really. Not at all.
Nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it possibly couldn't happen, but what'd you say? You haven't seen her down?
I haven't seen her at the stand lately, so I assume.
Well, even when they come, she usually just takes her over to the park and stuff because she's getting big now, so it's a lot for her to be in there. But she didn't freak
Christine?
Out. Christine, yeah.
She's getting big?
Freaking out. She's getting big now, and she's afraid she's of people.
Loud noises starts to bite.
We just let Christine run in the park for a couple hours.
Nah, man, Christine's been sick for like 6 days.
Really?
Oh, really?
Not
what
COVID.
Does she have?
Not I don't COVID. Know. I guess it's flu, I guess. But, that sucks. Yeah, what a boring week. I've been staying in here. I've been sleeping in the studio. Pretty cool. Sleeping by myself. I don't do that very often at home.
Christine's really studio, as the big C on the wall would imply.
That's a J, dude. You're reading it backwards.
Christine's place.
No, dude. Check those Beavis and Butthead. That's me, dude. Sneaker refresher. That's all me, bro, dog. All that that Zen garden right there. Come on, man. That's straight up me.
Cringe humors, up and coming comic of the year, 2012.
Is that up there somewhere?
I don't know.
Was it 2012?
No, had really on that. No, it was like 2008, maybe. No,
young buck, Big J.
Hell yeah! I got the trophy, the microphone on the stand.
Do I still have any trophies?
I don't have that trophy anymore. But it might be in Carla's house, actually, though.
I don't have any of the trophies that I had two plaques growing up.
Mm-hmm.
They were first and second grade
participations.
Fallon killed it. No. Fallon killed it. They were for art.
Nice.
And it was the fire prevention award. So in Rockland County, they had a fire prevention poster contest. You had to draw a poster representing fire prevention.
Did you do Calvin pissing on a fire?
No, that'd be dope, though. I know I did Smokey the Bear 1 year.
Pissing on fire?
No. He was like, you know, just doing his famous catchphrase. But it was
I want to draw Smokey the Bear pissing out.
It was famous catchphrase. Right, so come here, kids. I want to smell your underwear.
Scream all you want. We're miles from where anyone can hear you.
No one's going to believe that a bear molested you.
After he pissed out a fire, tell your family, they'll laugh. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Only you could prevent your parents from being killed. As long as you don't say anything.
If you tell them, we'll both be in trouble.
You know, so I did 2 years in a row. I did two different Smokey the Bear themed posters, and I got first place.
Did you do Smokey the Bear wiping his ass with a rabbit?
No.
These are all great ideas. These ideas are on point, buddy. We always got to wrap this up, but I think we should probably check out that documentary trail real quick. Dave, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't stand you.
Do you really want it?
No.
Okay. It's the lowest form of podcasting.
No. It's the lowest form of podcasting.
It's the lowest form of podcasting ever done.
Look, I've said it before, and I would be inconsistent to not continuously say that to you guys every time you do it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't mean
it. At the record show, I've never once brought up a documentary, but I will give Jay my opinion on them every time. And every if it's time. One I haven't seen, I'll ask some follow-up questions.
I hate it.
Yeah, we might have some follow-up questions. You see, the guy was having sex with the girl that was supposed to be his daughter, but he actually kidnapped her. It's pretty wild.
Guys, come out to Kansas City, Missouri this weekend. Next week, Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee.
Lewis's answer is just a plug over a documentary talk.
Come out to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
No. Nashville next weekend, me and Aaron Berg.
Well, next weekend, everyone's going to be in Montreal, Canada, checking me out.
They're all flying to you.
They're all flying to me. I'll get you free tickets to the festival if you fly away from where Lewis is at.
I will accept any Big J Oakerson tickets for any future date. You have to bring them to my shows. Dates.
For future date. You have to give it to you in cash. Cash money. Always a fun one with you fellas. And we will catch you Monday back from the stand, right? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
With
Bonnie McFarlane.
Oh, very nice. Bonnie McFarlane making her triumphant return. It's going to be a fun one, everybody. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Oakerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.